Friday, December 18th, another Heath day, as President took him up to Camp David for meetings in the morning and lunch at Aspen. They stopped at Gettysburg to see Mrs. Eisenhower on the way back. Didn't return to the White House till 3. He got going again in the morning on the Army spy deal. Wanted me to talk to Laird and make sure that he doesn't play the usual game of just covering it up and letting it go at that. He wants to launch an all-out assault to make a bigger story out of our denial than the original story. He feels Reeser's statement yesterday was not adequate and that we've got to attack the attackers on this one. In the afternoon, he had Henry in and just sort of sat and chatted, using up the idle time. He got into a discussion of the Poland uprising and the possibility that this could cause a major problem for the Soviets, especially if it keeps on going. If it stops at the point it's already reached, it won't make very much difference. They also got into our operating plan in Laos, where they're going to move the South Vietnamese in for a major attack operation, this time without U.S. support. So it'll be substantially different than Cambodia. We also covered the information I've been getting on our taps regarding Muskie's plans to go to Russia and his working with Tony Lake and others formerly of Henry's staff. This, of course, greatly disturbs Henry, but it was a good idea to get into the thing. On the PR side, the president got going on the need for a 2-year tabulation of all the things he's done, the people he's seen, meetings he's held, countries he's visited, states he's visited, and particularly his meetings with minority groups, cabinet officials, congressmen and senators, etc. He wants to do a complete log, try to put all these statistics together, primarily, of course, to shoot down once more the isolation theory. And the idea that he doesn't work hard. He got into quite a discussion of the communications director, feeling that we may have to bite the bullet on this and really move to get a top big-time guy who can organize, direct, and think up operations there. We just aren't getting our point over, and when we get into a problem like the Army spying thing, we don't have anybody who just takes over and gets the thing worked out. It would sure help me to have somebody who would take care of this, and I think maybe he's right that we've got to move Klein out and get someone in that can take it on and get it done. The vice president called to report he had talked with Bobby Griffin regarding the possibility, which is still alive, of overthrowing Scott as leader. Griffin says the opposition is there, and he'll take the job if they back him, but he will not lead a fight himself. This is, of course, the problem. They also got into the Dole question on national chairman, and Dole keeps calling himself to get guidance since he's pushed the thing about as far as he can. The president's view on that still is that we ought to go with Dole, but he wants to let the opposition work itself out first to be sure that we're fully covered. Also, to to force Dole to build his own support. Tonight was the Christmas party for old friends, an evening at the White House with David Frost, which turned out to be something of a frost. It was saved by the president's discovery this morning that a group of Korean children were here on a singing tour, and he brought them into the party. They were the hit of the evening. Frost put on a mixed show, part of which was quite good, part of which was very tasteless and almost offensive. All in all, the evening came out okay, but the program itself could have been much better than it was. End of December 18th.